Thank you for standing by, and welcome to the Башнефть Quarter Three 2014 IFRS Financial Results Conference Call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. There will be a presentation followed by a question and answer session, at which time, if you wish to ask a question, you will need to press star one on your telephone. Certain statements in this presentation may contain assumptions or forecasts with respect to forthcoming events within Башнефть. The words accept, expect, estimate, intent, will, could, negotiations thereof, and similar expressions identify forward-looking statements. We wish to caution you that these statements are only predictions and that actual events or results may differ materially. We do not intend to update these statements to reflect events and circumstances occurring after the above-mentioned date or to reflect the occurrence of unanticipated events. Many factors could cause the actual results of Башнефть Group to differ materially from those contained in our projections or forward-looking statements, including, among others, general economic conditions, our competitive environment, risks associated with operating in Russia, rapid technological and market changes in our industries, as well as many other risks specifically related to Башнефть Group. I must advise you that this conference is being recorded today, Monday, 24th of November, 2014. I would now like to hand the conference over to your speaker today, Mr. Alexander Kocik, President of Башнефть. Please go ahead, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. Welcome to Башнефть conference call. It's a great pleasure to talk to you again. As usual, I'll give you highlights of what was happening in the company and around the company during the third quarter. After that, Denis Танкевич will give you an update on financials of Башнефть, and later on, we'll start Q&A session. About key issues of third quarter. As usual, production is growing. Production in third quarter increased by 3.9% to the second quarter of this year. If to compare third quarter of this year with the third quarter of previous year, it's 11.2%. The growth is really significant. Of course, a substantial part of this growth comes from greenfields, Trepts and Буренефтегаз. What is really important is that we still are able to maintain production growth in our brownfields. If you look at production in our brownfields, third quarter of this year to third quarter of previous year shows 3.8% increase. It's better than we anticipated in our business planning, and hopefully, Башнефть will be able to tell you the same thing during next conference call, next after next, and so on and so on. About refining, we are more or less on the level of the previous year. We are 0.5% lower than during the previous year, but it's explained only by economic conditions. We produce as much as we need in order to achieve highest economic performance. We increased production of Euro-5 gasoline from 58% in first quarter to almost 90% in third quarter. In June, we put into operation the unit of hydrotreatment of gasoline of catalytic cracker. Very complicated name, but it was a really important unit because technically it allows us to produce 100% of Euro-5 gasoline, which is not necessarily what we should do in current economic conditions, but technically we are able to do it. Another major event in our refining is that we put into operation a hydrogen unit, the largest unit in Russia, which allows us to produce both gasoline and diesel 100% fully in compliance with the standards of Euro-5. In third quarter, we finalized the deal of acquisition of Optan retail network, which consists of 92 gasoline stations and 11 land plots in 12 regions of Russia. In the same quarter, Башнефть returned control of United Petrochemical Company, which was in current circumstances probably the logical solution for the future of this company. And before I pass the word to Denis Stankevich, who will give you an update on financials, probably I will touch upon the subject which is probably of the most interest for you, is how Башнефть is doing in current conditions, in current circumstances, and what Башнефть is planning to do. The answer is very simple. The same answer I gave you 3 months ago, it's business as usual. We are doing everything as we were doing 3 months ago, 6 months ago, 1 year ago. Everything is being done in accordance with the business plan. And as to the future, the task for the management is to pass this period, bringing company to a new owner. There is a very high chance that there will be a new owner in a very good shape. That's a task for the management. That's what we're doing. We do not look further. I believe it's enough for the time being. We are pretty occupied with resolving this issue, not resolving this issue, but continuing to operate as we were operating before. And after that, it remains to be seen. But Башнефть, I can tell you, is in very good shape right now. And I'm really proud by the work of our management team, and not only top management team, but managers at different levels of the company. They're working, they're worried, but they're working, and they're doing their job properly. Thank you very much. And now I'll pass the word to Denis Stankevich, our CFO.
Добрый день, дамы и господа. Я сегодня несколько изменю формат своего доклада и сначала расскажу о том, что происходит в сегодняшний день с долгом компании.
Good afternoon, dear ladies and gentlemen. I will somewhat change the format of my presentation today so as to start by telling you what currently is happening with the debt structure of the company.
Дело в том, что примерно половина нашего портфеля от 166 миллиардов рублей портфеля нашего долга имела ковенанту по изменению контроля над компанией. И поскольку очень вероятно событие по изменению этого контроля последние несколько недель, мы занимались подготовкой к тому, чтобы отработать с банками возможность изменения этой ковенанты.
The matter that I'm referring to is that half of our portfolio from 166 billion ruble, which is our debt portfolio, was under a covenant related to the change of control over the company. And now, since the events which might lead to the change of such control are highly probable, we have been busy during the past few weeks preparing ourselves to work with the banks over the possibility of this change taking place.
И я хотел бы поблагодарить все банки, с которыми нам за это короткое время удалось отработать, поскольку 95% долга, который попадал под данную ковенанту, теперь закрыто вейверами, и банки дали согласие о неприменении данной ковенанты в действие.
And I would like to take this opportunity to extend my gratitude to all of the banks that we've had an opportunity to work with during this short period of time, because 95%, which would otherwise this covenant.
Мне кажется, это очень хорошее подтверждение профессионального сотрудничества между компанией и банками, когда, скажем так, нашими действиями управляют не эмоции, а действительно та подготовка, которая была проделана предварительно, и банки нас смотрят именно на состояние компании работать и вести операционную деятельность в том режиме, в котором это было и до того.
And we do believe that this is a good confirmation of a professional cooperation between the company and the banks when we are, in our actions, are being guided not by the emotions, but by the state of readiness that we have preliminarily put into place. And so the banks are looking at the possibility and at the capability, rather, of the company to be able to continue its work exactly as it used to be before the events started unfolding.
Кроме того, перед тем, как данное событие состоялось и было принято соответствующее решение суда, менеджмент там также проводилась и другая работа по повышению ликвидности денежных средств компании, и это было связано с работой всего менеджмента. То есть весь менеджмент отработал с уменьшением оборотного капитала. Это позволило компании к сегодняшнему дню накопить на своих счетах порядка 70 миллиардов рублей.
And moreover, before the events started taking place and the respective court ruling was issued, different work was being also undertaken by the management of the company to improve its liquidity, which has been related to the overall management engagement of the company to accumulate in its accounts over 70 billion rubles.
Таким образом, еще раз хотел бы отметить, что тот параграф в отчетности, который говорит о том, что менеджмент абсолютно уверен в непрерывности деятельности компании, полностью соответствует действительности и подтвержден нашим аудитором.
And so, in this way, I would like to note again that the chapter in our reporting, which states that the management is absolutely confident in the continuity of the company's business, is fully real and has been confirmed by our auditors.
Относительно результатов третьего квартала и девяти месяцев, в общем, на нас, как и на все остальные компании, основное воздействие оказывали внешние факторы, такие как начало снижения цены на нефть, большая волатильность курса рубля и доллара, и высокие цены на внутреннем рынке Российской Федерации на нефтепродукты.
Now, in as far as the performance results of the third quarter and 9 months of this year are concerned, I should say that we, as all the rest of the companies, have primarily been affected by such external factors as the start of the decline of the oil price, high level of volatility of ruble-dollar exchange rate, and a high price level in the domestic Russian market for refined products.
Хочу отметить, что полученные финансовые результаты по таким показателям, как EBITDA, чистая прибыль и капитальные вложения полностью соответствуют бизнес-плану компании. Мы практически незначительно отклонились от тех параметров, которые сами себе планировали на 9 месяцев.
And so I would like to state that the financial results achieved so far within such indicators as EBITDA, net profit, and capital expenditures fully conform to the company's business plan. We have practically, in a slight way, deviated from the targets which we set ourselves for the 9 months period.
Наверное, единственным негативным фактором с точки зрения операционной деятельности в третьем квартале мы можем отметить не снижение остатков нефтепродуктов на наших заводах и нефтебазах в период достаточно высокого спроса. Связано это было с небольшими логистическими проблемами, которые испытывал предприятие. Но, как вы понимаете, данное изменение не является чем-либо фатальным. Да, мы накопили чуть больше запасов, чем это было необходимо, и сейчас работаем над их снижением.
And so the only negative outcome in terms of our operations during the third quarter is the remaining stock of refined products in our depots and farms not going down during the period of relatively high demand, which can be explained by small logistical problems that the company was going through. But as you may understand, this change is nothing fatal. Yes, we have accumulated a little bit more of the levels that were necessary, and so currently we are working to bring them down.
В основном, как я уже сказал, все соответствует нашему плану. На этом у меня все. Готов ответить на ваш вопрос.
But as far as the rest of the performance results are concerned, as I've stated previously, everything is according to our plan. So this is it with me, and now we would be happy to answer your questions.
Dear operator, please start Q&A session.
Thank you. As a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press star one on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press the hash key. Your first question comes from the line of Anton Fedotov, Bank of America. Please ask your question.
Hi, this is Anton Fedotov from Bank of America Merrill Lynch. Thank you very much for your presentation. I have a question with regard to the new shareholder of the company. Have you been in touch with the Russian state who has become the new shareholder? And do you have any visibility on the state's plans with regard to the company? I mean, any potential sale going forward? Thank you.
Probably I'll answer this question. I believe from the moral point of view, it would have been wrong to be in any kind of negotiations with potential shareholder. The management and is paying the money to the management.
Thank you.
As a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press star one on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press the hash key. Your next question comes from the line of Konstantin Shapiranov. Please ask your question.
Good afternoon. This is Konstantin Shapiranov with UBS. I have a short question regarding your agreement on prepayments for supply of petroleum products. So does this agreement, prepayments, can they be impacted by the changes in your shareholder structure? So does it have any similar covenants as your debt?
Да, спасибо. Я отвечу. Да, такая ковенант в данном соглашении была, и вейвер на то, что не будет предъявлено эти деньги раньше времени, также нами получено. То есть это одно из тех соглашений, по которым вейвер уже на сегодняшний день получен.
Denis Tankevich will be answering this question. Yes, indeed, the kind of covenant that you're referring to indeed has been put into place, and so in terms of the waiver specifying that no call is going to be coming for this money before term was and has been rather received, and making this agreement one of the number of those for which such waivers have been received previously.
Thank you. Your next question comes from the line of Andrei Gromadin from JP Morgan. Please ask your question.
Yes, good afternoon. From disclosures, I see that this transfer of shares from Sistema to the government actually should happen as early as December 8th. And could you just clarify, maybe based on Russian law, I think you have to see some call of EGM probably, and for changes in the board. Basically, is my understanding correct that probably it will be kind of late January in the base case? And would you expect any indications of future board and probably any other changes with the company before this date? Thank you.
If I understood you correctly, you're asking whether there will be some changes before the 8th of December?
No, before end of January, sorry, if it wasn't clear.
Before end of January, I believe there is a very well outlined procedure of what should be done in terms of corporate changes in the company, and this procedure can start only on the 8th of December, because the government, as we understand, is going to follow strictly the rules of law, and only after that time they can ask as the majority shareholder to convene an extraordinary meeting and to nominate a new board of directors during this meeting. As to question when and who, I do not have any idea because it's up to the shareholder to decide and we do not have any information about that inside the company.
Many thanks.
Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for a name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press the hash key. There are no further questions at this point. Please continue.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much. It's the shortest conference call we used to have during my time in Bashneft, at least. Hopefully, next time when you meet management of Bashneft, there will be more profound and more extensive Q&A sessions. But for the time being, the situation is very clear. There is a very high chance that there will be a change of control. The company itself, as an enterprise, is fully prepared for the change of control. The company is in good shape, and business continues as usual. Those are probably major points, and I would like to stress once again that production in our brownfields is still growing, which is really important and which is kind of trademark of our company. Thank you very much. Until next conference call. Thank you. Bye-bye.
That does conclude our conference for today. Thank you for participating. You may all disconnect.